First up today, we're talking about violence in Afghanistan, suicide bombings, three of them, all of them targeting a U.S.-Afghan base in the eastern part of the country. Officials say at least three Afghan soldiers and two civilians were killed. The Taliban, the militant group that used to control most of Afghanistan, says it's responsible for these attacks. They happened early Sunday morning before sunrise. Afghan authorities say all nine of the attackers were killed, either in the bombings or in the firefight with U.S. and Afghan troops that happened afterward. This isn't the first time that the base has been targeted by suicide bombings. It's located in a region that's home to a lot of insurgent activity. Next up today, we're looking at the political unrest in Egypt. An elected assembly has drafted a new constitution, but only after more moderate members of that assembly left, complaining they weren't being heard. On Saturday, the assembly turned over the draft to President Mohamed Morsi. Now, that's him on the right. He said there will be a referendum, a vote, on December 15th. After that announcement, protests broke out, some from people who support President Morsi, some from people who think he's trying to give himself too much power. Egypt's Supreme Court was planning to review the Constitution, but some of Morsi's supporters gathered outside the court building. The court canceled its sessions indefinitely. It said judges won't go back to work until they can do their jobs without, quote, any psychological or physical pressures.
Just the facts. Parkinson's disease is a disorder of the human nervous system. Unintentional shaking may be the most well-known sign of Parkinson's, but it can also cause stiffness or slower movements and can affect someone's balance or speech. Doctors don't know what causes Parkinson's disease, and there's no cure for it, but medications can help improve its symptoms.
All right, so we don't know what causes Parkinson's. We do know about 4 million people worldwide have it, and tens of thousands of new cases are diagnosed every year. Now, there's a man who says he's found a new way to make that diagnosis. Normally, when something's wrong, you go to a doctor. In this case, you might not even have to be in the room. Dr. Sanjay Gupta explains what we mean.